morning sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself. He's evil.
Sitting right here. Come on.
No, no, he's not evil. He's just a bit rude.
98, can you beat me?
There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I got to say, before we get into the rest of the show, finally, we also Friday forgot to mention that I, being the incredibly benevolent and caring, philanthropic individual that I am, Brady, and you know this, Brett, you've always known that.
Yes.
It's lit as a slut. Purchased a foursome for the Lerner and Rowe Gives Back Golf Tournament that happened Friday. This was no cheap ticket, I'll tell you. And the only rule we had when we realized that it was on the same day as U-Fest is that you got to give Brady and me the gifts. I don't even care about the golf. I like golf, fine. Those things usually last too long, and they're just kind of drink festivals. I can do that anyway. And I had a drink festival to go to with U-Fest. That was a blast. So we gave away the foursome to the great Lerner and Rowe golf thing Friday for charity. Now, the coolest part about that thing, and it is legendary, bless you, Brett, it is legendary amongst people who know, for the swag bag that comes with it. Correct?
Yes.
It is a known thing that people go to this and leave like they were at the Oscars. You've got amazing gifts. Now, we were told last week by the people who put this on that some of the prizes in the swag bag were a VR headset. A full Meta VR headset. What else? $200.
Oakley glasses.
Oakley glasses. They had an Oakley store set up. And you just went over and picked your pair. We gave it away to our kind and loving listener, John Gutiel. What a lovely gentleman he is. Now, he has struck out on some of our biggest prizes over the years. In fact, he was, when we gave away the celebration of our anniversary last October, when we private jetted everybody up to Vegas and had a great time, he lost the contest, I think, three times. He got through. Somehow, we were breaking the phones every day in the entire building. Like, the phones wouldn't work when that contest was going on. John managed to get through three times and lose all three times. That's how we got to know him. So we give the thing away last week. John wins it. As a sore luck loser, he's the next guy online. The people we had for the contest weren't going so great. So I'm like, just give it to the next guy. It was John. With the promise of what, Brady?
Delivering in those bags.
Delivering the bags. So this morning,
he delivered.
John shows up. I get an email. Says, hey, I got your swag bags from the Lerner and Rowe tournament. Ever so grateful for you giving us this gift. What a wonderful day we had golfing and having a good time. Great times had by all. 55 KOY. Anyway, I used to have to say that all the time for KOY. A good time being had by all with your niece on 55 KOY. That's Jerry Healy. Anyway, so he drops the bags off. I send Toledo down. Hey, guys here with our swag bags. And I said all that really mattered was my bag. But if you wanted to care at all, get Brady one too. He loves golf, and this is a good thing. Brett was out automatically. So you've not golfed. You don't care.
No. I'll take the Oakleys, and that's
right.
About it.
If they don't fit me, I'd give them. Right. And then, so that was it. So the guy brought two bags, and we're like, all right. I rifled through the bag. No VR headset. No Oakley shades.
Extra towels, I think.
A bunch of towels. They stuff the bag full of towels like it's laundry. Like, I think Jack I have to runs. Give that to a bunch of Asians. Yeah. One of them was Dan and Rockin' Minucci's show towel. I don't want Rockin' Minucci's in my bag. Who listens to, what are they on, AM 950? I don't even know what station it is.
I have to go to the towel.
I like Rockin' Minucci. I don't need their towel. What am I going to do with that? I'm throwing that out. Where's the VR? Where's the gift cards? Where's the stuff? So I emailed John back, our listener. And I don't know if I should say how much this thing cost. But it was $7,000.
I wouldn't say.
Okay, I won't.
Yeah, all right. Cha-ching Chavez.
Well, that ain't cha-ching Chavez. I didn't even get to use it. I gave it to write-off. I gave it away. I wanted to buy the stuff and then have a golf thing. We gave it away. I emailed him, like, where's the, what's with all the mother towels, winner?
I didn't ask Toledo, did he drop the bags off this morning and run?
Yeah, because he's getting away with a crime. He should have. I think he shook hands with Toledo. How dare he? He should have been like Toledo's dad. The second you saw him, should have dumped everything and run away. So I go through the bag, nothing in it. I email him, and he goes, oh, the guys in the foursome convinced me that the VR headset and the Oakleys weren't technically part of the bag. Which is true, because you had to go pick those up. So they didn't come in the bag that was
provided. Well, they're giving out during the tournament.
He wasn't one hole on each course.
Exactly.
Wasn't listening also last week when you said what those items were going to be.
I want that VR headset, and I want those Oakley glasses. You got a $200 gift card to shop there at the shop they set up. You made out. You can get golf shoes. You can get clothes. You can get golf balls. You can get all sorts of accessories.
And you said
that was all yours.
I'll let you personal shop for me.
That's right.
You told me the same.
Evidently. He bought Brady and I a bag of towels, like we're running some sort of Chinese laundry, and he drops it off at our door.
And he did give me the quick handshake and run.
Yeah. Did he run away?
He bought a pair of track shoes. That's how fast he was running.
Did it trigger anything to see a man running from you that quickly?
Used to it.
But the bastard struggles with it. Anyway, so I emailed him back, and he goes, all right, I talked to the guys in the foursome. I've commandeered some gently used Oakleys and a couple of headsets. Well, these are already jacked headsets. These are pre-jacked headsets. But you don't need that. Brady needs a pristine, unjacked headset.
And didn't he say that the one guy that was being added automatically was out?
He said that
that we were throwing in.
We threw in a soldier.
Yeah.
So who was honorable.
He was.
Nathan Peterson is his name. And Nathan was in on this as well. You're all a bunch of crooks, I tell you. And I'm not too pleased with it. Your father bought you a nice... This is why I don't give you nice things.
Sorry, bro, drank too much.
It was kind of a funny email. We got plastered and we started to debate whether or not they were actually part of the gift bag. I'm like, well, technically, I understand that.
He just emailed in.
What'd he say?
Oh, Lord, I'm so sorry. I'm grabbing all the rest of the swag immediately.
You're goddamn right.
Put three hearts on it.
All right, Gauthier. You are in trouble with us.
Arizona's most funniest morning show.
Yeah, exactly.
Morning sickness.
I'm listening because I want to.
Mornings of 98 KUPD.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
I'm checking OfferUp right now to see if they're...
If they're hamming out our jack. You know, if you're going to keep the VR headset, keep the towels. Because you're going to need them to wipe off your tummy puddles. That's what those things are for. You're not a point guard in the NBA. You don't need VR work. You're jerking off with it. Give it to us in a sealed package. I don't want a partly used VR headset. Gross.
Too late.
Ugh. Give me some Clorox wipes. Learn Monroe's name on them. Anyway, how about that? We try
trust
to have
in the French. There you go.
Trust in the French. Yeah, but Brett's been trying to tell me that for years. Trusting the French is a mistake every time.
Told you.
What do you get when you have a Frenchman nearby?
It's a trap.
They're going to do something horrible to you.
The shield is down. Come back your time.
So anyway, John, I hope you had a great time at that golf tournament that we clearly had a deal with.
Clearly.
I'll give you the golf tournament.
Audio posted.
You're going to get some good stuff. I didn't want this bag. I wanted the VR headset and the Oakley glasses and the big stuff. I wanted the big ticket items. And the worst part is the winner and Nathan the soldier could have kept the other two bags.
Yeah.
You screw the two deadbeats that tagged along and you give them those guys.
What did they get on the shopping spree?
Yeah. I bet you it wasn't a triple X shirt for Brady.
You got some nice golf balls in there, didn't you?
There's a dozen.
TaylorMade's. Good.
Yeah.
Those are good.
Okay.
Extra distance.
Nah.
But there are no Oakleys or VR headset, though.
Also, not Pro V1s, which you
not
know.
$200.
Yeah. No, certainly isn't. Those things might be like $60 for that, right? Probably 10 a sleeve
not those,
for Taylor's. No. TaylorMade's aren't 10 a sleeve.
They make a bunch of different
They're not good ones. The TaylorMade's.
They're okay.
What are you looking at? $6 a sleeve for those?
They're okay means they're crap and
bad. Yeah. Yeah. That's Brady saying it. Two out of five stars. You don't like the TaylorMade's?
They're okay.
No,
the
TaylorMade
Tour. And,
I'm not asking you. Yeah. Do you like these TaylorMade's?
Those particular, I'm not familiar with.
Oh, these.
That sounds like
those get sold at Food City. That's how bad it is.
That's what the code is with Brady.
A place called Food City I won't go in.
They certainly aren't $200 for a dozen.
Well, no. And I'm not saying that there would be 200 for a dozen. It's hard to get 200 a dozen. You buy the Pro V1s, you're at like 35 a sleeve.
50
right?
bucks.
Is it 50 a sleeve?
Yeah, 45, 50 bucks.
And they come four per pack. So, yeah, it's 200 for a thing of Pro V1s. That's insane for golf balls. You're going to lose.
Well, no, you get a dozen for 45 bucks or 50 bucks.
Oh, I thought it used to be per sleeve. Because at the Biltmore, they charge you 15 or 20 bucks a sleeve.
Yeah, those are resort prices.
That was a long time ago. All right. Either way. Should have taken the broad that was on the phone, evidently.
Yeah.
She was honorable, not like those Frenchmen.
Sacre bleu!
Anyway, next time anybody who doesn't pronounce the last R in their name calls up, hang up on them.
It's a trap!
My name is Montpontier.
Huh? What's that last? How do you spell that? Is that end in I-E-R?
Si.
Ah, he's Spanish, too.
Yeah. Oui, oui.
Can't trust him.
Montpontier.
Cannot trust them. What do they call them? Surrender monkeys? I think that's their name. That's what we're calling them from here on out.
Mike Singletary on them? Can't trust them.
Can't trust them. Don't want them. Not going to be on my team. Anyway.
Apparently he said he's trying to defend himself. So they're $55 a box.
Man. Where's the other 145, man? I don't want to be one of those guys, but it's not like I gave you this. Under the hopes that you would do it, that was part of the deal.
You're not being one of those guys when you explicitly stated.
Yeah, completely. I'm losing my voice here for this.
What the?
Yeah, Brady. Go ahead. Say it, Brady.
What the is going on?
Can't trust anybody anymore. This baguette running around with all my VR headsets.
You said baguette. Like
that's
bread, right?
Right.
Okay, good.
Baguette. Frenchy baguette. I'm turning into Biden. I'm right in front of you. I can't even talk. Baguettes. Anyway, I want my VR headset, baguette. Sacre bleu. All right. I got that off my chest. Brady's just as mad as I am. He just doesn't do it right.
He's seething. All the money he put into it.
It would be different.
Well, look,
it would be like Banya from Seinfeld if I'm like, wait, you owe me a meal. Well, we had an agreement. You went all Frenchified on it. Brett's right. Can't trust those people.
Yep. I mean, on Friday, you were like, yeah, I talked to him. Like, oh, how's the shopping spree work? I told him to shop, and I said, just get golf balls.
That's what I said. I told him, I said, you get the $200.
So you get four dozen golf balls, pretty much.
Two of you. Can use your gift cards to shop for Brady and I. And I even said, I trust you in the email. I trust you. Go nuts with that. No. They had a big meeting in the carts. You know, technically, none of the stuff that's in the bag is part of the bag. So we can keep it. Losers.
Wasn't the certificate, though, in the bag?
No. Oh. Just being part of it. At the end, they give you a couple other things. In a way, there's kind of truth to that. But that's it. I'm going to send Brett over to the Frenchman's house. We're going to handle this. Old-fashioned way.
Little redecorating.
Everybody else is emailing saying, you should have let me go. I was in that caller. says, John, the swag bag guy. Sounds like his nose is bigger than yours. You know what I'm saying? All right, let's not. Now he's a friend. I don't think they have those in France. Anyway. All right, Baggett, you're on the clock. It's 9:42. We got ourselves an entertainment drill now that we've railed our winner. I mean, that was it.
Spoke the truth, actually.
Yeah, we spoke the truth.
No railing.
Like Furious Styles. Spoke the truth. Like a preacher or something. We got an entertainment drill coming up in a little bit. Careful, Baggets. We're watching you. It's 98.
Hey, it's not weird. 98. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.